imminent test if Aleph. Baruch Ata Hashem al Kin Melcho Ilom Yisir Or Boi Choshech. We make a bracha on the fact that there's light in the day, but we also mention Boi Choshech. It creates the darkness. Shetikna Lahaskim Yisir Laila Bayoim Lhoitzim Yilei Hapikusim Shoyim Shemisha Bor Or Labor Laila. This is said so that we are saying we do not believe what the Abikosim believe, that there were two creators, one for light and one for dark, and therefore we thank Hashem for both the light and the darkness. Sif Beis Im Tov Lomer Hashem Vol Ma'ariv Lerovim. He started off saying the Ma'ariv Nusach V'Nitzker Miyad, remind himself right away. Lomer Yetzer Or, and he said Yetzer Or. Began Tzim Yetzer Or. So he made a mistake in the beginning, then he fixed it, and he also had the right Chasima. He's Yotzer. The lotion over here is Mashma. A field toich the dibur, that has to be toich the dibur. You have to fix it immediately. He says that that's the opinion of the Bach and the Prisha, but there are other achrayim that disagree with that, and they say that as long as he fixed himself up in the body of the bracha, then he starts over again, just enough for him to say yoytzer v'yichoshech and finish off the yoytzer v'yoyis. That's what the Mishnah Berurah paskens, that the tikkun, fixing up the ma'ariv harovim in the beginning, does not have to be done immediately. As long as in the body of the bracha, he said the right nosach and continued onwards in the right fashion. He's yoytzer. Avlam amav v'dvar ma'ariv harovim v'lo yoma yoytzer or. If he did not mention the or in the bracha, v'lo yisim oy shelo yisim yoytzer ma'ariv, or he did not say the ending yoytzer ma'ariv v'lo yoytzer. In other words, you have to say and mention the concept of the light in the body of the bracha and also on the bracha at the end, the seam of the bracha. V'im ama yeitzer o v'or choyshech, asher b'dvar ma'ariv harovim. He said he started off proper with a day nusach, and then he added into that the night nusach. V'kam si ma'ariv harovim lo yotze. Since the Baruch Ata Hashem, he said ma'ariv harovim, he's not yotze. Ram Vosas v'odin, lo matchile rak yeitzer or, si ma'ariv harovim lo yotze. Also, even if the whole body of the Baruch was good, but if the siyum, the Baruch Ata Hashem at the end was not good, he's not yotze. The ma'ase, the chasima has to be correct. The Shulchan Aruch paskens that even part of the body of the bracha itself has to be correct. The Gra, which the Halacha brings, says it's enough that the bracha to Hashem at the end of the bracha was correct. Sif Gimel Yesh Oymim Shekedusha Shebi Yitzah Yochel Oymim Lefi Shein El Sibudvar. Even though Kedusha by Shemanesa you need a minyan for, but these opinions say that over here we're just saying what the Malachim do. It's not our personal act of being Mekadosh Shem Hashem. Therefore we could say it even if we don't have a minyan. But the Rambam holds that this part of the field is also only said when you have a tzibur. Since their opinion is that an individual who's not davening with a minyan should not say the Kodesh Kodesh before Kriya Shema, then Lachatchila, one who is without a minyan, should say it with the timing, with the truck of reading the Torah, and then he's saying as reading Psukim, and not doing an act of being Mekadosh Hashem. There's a Ravah called Pasha, the minyan is Vari Shoina, the minyan is like the first opinion, that an individual can say the bracha of Yosei Meres with the Kedusha. Yochel Oyme Aisa Shoinim Kedusha Zais Aisa B'Kol Ram. When we're saying this Kedusha with a minion, then one should say it in a nice loud voice.